it's a historical term more for me than a familiar term. I don't really remember using molasses that much.
Okay. Let me see. Sugar, if it's sold retail, it's already put up in packages. In wholesale, it's sold.
While it was probably sold in the barrel or in the sack.
Okay. We use in bulk there?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Okay. And then on your table, the seasoned food with you keep?
Or you have salt and pepper.
Okay. And if there are some apples on the table and one of the kids wants one, he'll say, what?
May I have one?
Okay. Let me see. And I don't know if you've said this, or we've probably gotten this already, but if you're talking about something that was out on Jackson Road somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and I asked you where it was, you'd say it's over.
Over there.
Okay. Would you ever use over yonder?
I would use it knowing that it was the vernacular term, but over yonder, what I would use that, yeah, I have used it.
Would it depend on who you were talking to?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
The circumstances,
yes,
and so on?
Yes. Right. Over yonder. Mm-hmm.
You know, I shouldn't put this here.
Just put it on the floor, maybe.
Okay.
Over yonder. I would say that. I suppose I would say I reckon also.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Given the right...
The words seem to me to go together somehow.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see. Now, talking about people who don't have much money, you might
mm-hmm.
say, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
But life's hard on a man
who hasn't got anything.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you have
an orchard.
Okay. And you might ask somebody if it's his orchard, and if he were to say, no, I'm just a neighbor, you might point to somebody else and say, he's the man.
Who owns it? He's the owner.
Okay. And again, talking about poor people and rich people, you might say, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Who was poor.
Okay. The inside of a cherry, the parts you don't eat.
Pit.
And of a peach.
A pit also.
Colonel?
The kernel.
Colonel?
Yeah.
Is that what you would use?
Yeah,
or?
I would have said kernel, right.
Okay. There are two kinds of peaches. One kind where the kernel comes out real easily if you
mm-hmm.
open it, and the other kind where it sort of sticks in there.
Yeah.
You have a name?
No, I wouldn't have distinguished between those two.
Okay. The kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Let me see. What other kinds of nuts?
Pecans would be
okay.
The kind we had, a pecan tree in our backyard. There would be almonds and cashews and other kinds of nuts too, but I don't remember seeing any growing around the place.
Okay.
The walnuts and chestnuts.
You talk about a walnut, you got the inner part that's mm-hmm. That you can eat, and then around that is the hard thing, you call that?
The husk.
Okay. And then...
A shell, too, I guess.
Or a shell, either
yeah.
way. The soft part around the hard part,
mm-hmm.
what would you call that?
You mean the part that you eat? Or
the part you don't eat. Let me see, a kind of fruit about as big as an apple,